News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. With hundreds of injured people, including pregnant women, children, and the elderly in need of help, the few doctors in the Philippines say they are only dealing with the most serious cases at the moment. A rundown single-story building near a ruined airport in Tacloban has become the main medical facility for victims of Typhoon Haiyan, which struck the Philippines a devastating blow last week. While a massive international aid effort has been ramping up, NPR's Jason Bobine in Manila reports the logistics of getting aid to those who need it are staggering.
The international aid community has geared up a massive machine to get aid into the people that have been affected. You're getting contributions coming in from all over the country. A lot of it is coming here to Manila. The problem, however, is then getting it out to people out in the field. We're still hearing that there are huge roadblocks from debris.
The official death toll from the storm now tops 2,300, but it is expected to rise. The White House believes a bipartisan bill to let people keep their health coverage would be a bad idea. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the administration is promising to offer its own proposal soon.
President Obama is under increasing pressure from his allies to find a way to let people on the individual health care market keep their insurance, as he had promised. Democrats in the Senate are offering a bill to let people keep their plans, but White House spokesman Jay Carney says the proposal would have harmful consequences, allowing insurers to continue offering subpar coverage. Still, Carney says the status quo is not okay either.
The president has instructed his team to come up with options for him to review. And you can expect a decision from him and an announcement from him sooner rather than later.
Carney would not elaborate on what the White House's alternative proposal might be or when it would be announced. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
In the latest sign that immigration reform may be dead for now, House Speaker John Boehner announced today he will not be holding formal compromise talks on the measure that has already cleared the Senate. Boehner insisting the House is focused on a piecemeal approach, and he declined to say whether lawmakers will consider any legislation this year or whether the issue will slip to 2014.
The idea that we're going to take up a 1,300-page bill that no one had ever read, which is what the Senate did, is not going to happen in the House. The
Senate bill was passed in June, would strengthen U.S. border protections while also providing a pathway to citizenship for the estimated 11 million immigrants living in the country illegally. Last month's partial government shutdown, coupled with some steep government spending cuts, hurt a lot of people, but one benefit appears to be a big drop in the federal deficit. According to the Treasury Department, the government shortfall totaled around $91.6 billion in October, down 24% from the same period a year ago. Spending also fell because of the shutdown and due to across-the-board spending cuts earlier in the year. More record highs on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the broader S&P both closing at record highs today. The Dow was up 70 points to 15,821. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose 14 points to 1782. You're listening to NPR. A sentencing hearing for Boston mobster Whitey Bulger came to an end today without the court hearing from the defendant. The 84-year-old Bulger, dressed in an orange prison jumpsuit, sat passively as relatives of some of the individuals he's accused of killing, described him as a sociopath, and asked the judge in the case to sentence him to life in prison. Bulger was convicted in August in a broad indictment that also accused him of racketeering charges, extortion, and money laundering during the 1970s and 1980s. A Cleveland jury has reached a verdict in the case of former fugitive Bobby Thompson, who allegedly ran a fake charity to help Navy veterans. The jury's decision will be announced in the morning. Thompson's charged with bilking donors in Ohio and 40 other states at as much as $100 million. Kevin Niedermeyer of member station WKSU has more.
The 5-week trial included testimony from people whose identities Thompson allegedly stole and reams of documents prosecutors say support record tampering, money laundering, and theft charges. Thompson did not testify, and his defense rested without calling any witnesses. In closing arguments, prosecutor Brad Tamaro reminded the jury about what was found in Thompson's possession when he was captured in Oregon last year after 2 years on the run.
He had multiple ID cards, fake ID cards on him with the names of multiple people, all real people, with their personal information on them and his picture.
The 67-year-old Thompson faces up to 80 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
Living Social, the online Daily Deal website, not so social for the second day in a row, with an extended outage that has left customers unable to log on to the site. Users who try to log on are greeted by a message reading Living Social is temporarily down for maintenance. The company says it doesn't believe any financial information was compromised. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support